Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Mem Beis, Brachas 42, will start from Amud Aleph A, pagination 83, with one line, and then we'll proceed on Amud Beis. So we're starting from the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, about seven lines from the bottom. Berech al Hayayin Shelefnei HaMazon, if a person makes a bracha on wine before the meal, Potter es Hayayin Shelachar HaMazon, he absolves the wine that's after the meal, or during the meal. So when we have Kiddush, for example, we recite Kiddush before the meal, and any wine that's had during the meal, the first reaction at least is that it's included in that Hagafen. Likewise, if a person during a meal wants to have wine, so if it's their first glass of wine, they're making a Hagafen for the first time. So we mentioned yesterday that Hamotzi includes all drinks except for wine. So he would be reciting the Hagafen on the wine. And once he does, it includes all the wine that he's going to drink after that until after he benches, until he says Berachas HaMazon, which forms closure on that drinking experience. Let's turn over the page and jump into the Gemara, which is the fourth line. Mem Beis Amud Beis 42b, pagination 84. At the end of the line, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Shanu, we did not learn this Ela except, meaning this law is limited to, B'Shabbosus V'Yomim Tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ho'il V'Odom Koveya Su'udaso Al Hayayin, because a person drinks plenty during the meal. That is a festive time, and wine is readily available. Avo B'Sha'oyim Mos Hashana, but during the rest of the year, mevarech al kol kos v'kos, you would make a new bracha on every cup, because it has the halachic status of nimlach, of changing your mind. It's not understood when you drink your first cup of wine that they're going to be more. Instead, the one drink is considered an exception. And if another drink comes and you decide to drink more, it's considered an exception and you have to make a new bracha. It's not included in the original. If it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then we assume that you're going to be drinking more. It's normal and it would be included in the original bracha. Drop down close to 10 lines. At the end of a line, Resh Yud Beis Lamed Rav, which stands for Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and we'll start from the word Rav. A story. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef ikla levei Abaya. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef came to visit Abaya b'Yom Tov. It was Yom Tov. So we know the rule of Yom Tov by drinking. Wine is readily available. That's what was written. Chaz yedibarich al kol kasa v'kasa. And he saw that Abaya was making a new bracha every time he had a drink. So he had a drink, then he had a course, and then he decided to drink. So he made a new bracha. Amalei, and he asked him, Lo sova lo mar, doesn't the master hold? Lohad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Like this that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the previous Gemara, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all drinks are included in the original bracha, because it's normal to drink more than one cup. Amalei, and Abaya answered, Nimlachana. It's a new decision. I changed my mind. In other words, in my case, one drink is unusual. I make a bracha, I drink. And to think that I'm going to drink again, it never occurred to me that I'm going to drink again. And therefore, if I decide to drink again, I make a new bracha, even if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what do we have right now? The Mishnah says that the original bracha of Hagafen includes future drinks. The Gemara qualifies that and says, yeah, that's true on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but during the week, it would not be like that and you would recite a new bracha each time. Abaye was found, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, reciting a new bracha each time, and he explained himself because it's not normal for him to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov multiple glasses, and therefore each one receives its own bracha because it's nimlach, it's a change of mind, and it's not included in the original bracha. The tour, moving forward towards practical halacha, brings this statement that it has to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov the way the Mishnah presented and the Gemara qualified, and then writes, because of HaRaivid, the Raivid holds, Dafka b'makam she'en hayayin matzui. The Mishnah, with the Gemara's interpretation that it's limited to Shabbos and Yom Tov, that one glass can include all future glasses, and Abaye made an exception even on Shabbos and Yom Tov and says, we don't drink so much. All of that is only She'ein Hayayin Matzui, where wine is not readily available. It's a delicacy. Ava b'mekomos halalu, he writes, but in our places, She'ayayin Matzui, that wine is a regular drink, it's common to find it. Ein chilek ben Shabbos Yom Tov l'chol, l'olam poter. It doesn't matter if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or it's weekday, either way, the first glass will absolve future glasses of a bracha because apparently it's normal to drink multiple glasses. You think about it at a chasna, let's say they're serving wine, person takes a drink, and then they refill his glass. According to the Raivid, there's no reason to make a new bracha. Shabbos Yom Tov, weekday, it's irrelevant. If wine is available, if it was on people's minds that we're going to be drinking, and each glass is a continuation of that drinking, then the original drinking, according to the Raivid, that original bracha, includes all future. What's fascinating here is that the Gemara took the middle of the road where the Mishnah says it does absolve future drinks. It says that's only Shabbos and Yom Tov, but weekday would not absolve future drinks. Abaye went ahead and said, even Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't absolve future drinks in my case because it's a change of mind and normally we would not drink more. And the Raivid is going the extreme other position where he's going to understand it in practical halacha. He would go back to the Mishnah. There's no reason in practical halacha to limit the case to Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says the first drink does absolve future drinks because it's normal to drink in his society. And so, the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet, is very careful in his wording. Kol masha shosa besocha suda dailo bevracha echos. Everything that you drink in one meal, one bracha suffices. Elo im kein, unless you fit the parameters. In other words, he leaves it open to your home scene, your country dynamics. Elo im kein, unless kishabirach loaya daita lishtos ala osa akos. Unless the dynamics of your drinking is that you only intended to drink that one. V'nimlach, and you're changing your mind, l'shtosacha, to drink a new one. Then you would indeed need a second bracha, but otherwise, if the wine is plentiful, and you make a bracha, and you expect to refill, there's no reason to make multiple brachas. The Mishnah Berurah over there, very interestingly, extends this to food applications as well. And he makes a distinction, Sifkaten Yudches, where if a person bought a food, ate it, and then decided to eat more, so he buys more, so then that buying more is a new act, and you would require a new bracha rishona on the new food. Whereas, if a person is eating in his home, and he cuts himself one slice of bread, and he finds that he's still hungry, so he cuts himself a second slice of bread and eats it. That doesn't require a new bracha. That's not called a nimlach. That's normal. Normally, people sit down to eat, and whatever's readily available to them, in the fridge, on the counter, etc., is eligible food that they may continue to eat. And it all depends on the dynamics, the practicality, of whether we should include the second item in the original bracha or not. A related topic, which may or may not truly be related, but we'll give it to you for homework, is in Hilchos Pesach by the Seder, Simen Tuf Ayin Dalid, there's a fascinating simen which is titled, Al Kos Sheni Ein Mevorchim, on the second cup of wine by the Pesach Seder, you should not recite a bracha of Hagofen. And that's the Mechaber's title, and that's how the Mechaber holds. And on that, the Rama says, Haminig Bein HaAshkenazim Levorech Bracha Rishona Al Kol Kos V'Kos. That the minig among us is indeed to make a new bracha by each cup of wine. The Mishneh Berurah gives an explanation. He says that since each one is its own distinct mitzvah, so we recite a new bracha on each one. But it may or may not be related to our topic, just to appreciate that if a person makes a bracha on a cup of wine, intending to drink a second cup of wine, the simple understanding is that you would not recite a new bracha on the second cup. But if there's a very long hefsek, perhaps, or like the Mishneh Berurah says, each one it's his own distinctive mitzvah, then Ashkenazim, at least, the Rama is very clear, and that's how it's printed in the Haggadah, that our minig is to recite a new bracha on the second cup of wine. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.